at the end of the day, what I have been doing, I recognize, is creating a bridge between creativity, specifically fashion, concept development, and the consumer. So that bridge has to take into account the concept development, the product prototyping, the sampling, the production, manufacturing, marketing, warehousing and fulfillment, sales, delivery. And to do so at the most realistic price, but also at a price that is affordable to the consumer. And I use the term realistic because many crafters and craft beta artisans simply ignore their cost factors. Some, on the other hand, simply just implode cost into their product, assuming that, well, I have to pay myself at every point, plus actually pay the person who's doing it. So there really was no structure per se that many cottage-based industry personnel use to calculate their costs, structured on how to deal with consumers, structured on the process of sale. And over the period of 10 years, we had to actually touch every aspect of that, and not just touch it in documenting or being cognizant of what we were actually doing, but also realizing that the technology that was emerging added another element or another dimension. So that whatever I do, if I'm measuring, I'm now looking at how do I measure someone who is not just across the room from me, but across the screen. Because in reality, that is now my consumer. If I am evaluating that person for style and product, how do I do so across a screen, whether that screen is my desktop, a tablet, my laptop, or a phone? This is not my mom's dress shop. Actually, my mom is actually exploring the same things as I am, and recently said to me, I need you to teach me the new aspects. And so for many of us within the elements of craft, design, makers, entrepreneurs, those of us who came into it as makers have a more difficult time switching, making this cognitive switch to technology-based makers as opposed to those who came in as technologists and adopting making. And so you find that the two groups of people are distinct and they pursue the elements on a different levels. The technologists who are makers are much more adventurous with what they will do with the technology, but their skill sets, the precision, the quality is not there. And that fusion of both groups will naturally occur, but we can shape it and we can be cognizant in merging the arts and technology. That's the juncture at which I live as an explorer, as an artist, as an entrepreneur, and as a teacher. And oftentimes I find myself just caught in that vacuum and forgetting the consumer. So this year I've added yet another element, not just as a creative using technology, but as a creative entrepreneur and an industrialist using technology. And so I've brought in to the conversation some of my consumers, and hope by the end of the year to be bringing in another phase, which is the investors, so that we can lay down a mind map and a set of guidelines, strategies, and principles within which we, as a creative cottage industry, can successfully exist. I am not comfortable simply accepting mass produced concepts in a localized manner. I have never liked mass produced clothing, nor the idea of that I could not choose what I want. But I also understand those who come from a mass production point of view as to the pros and cons of being able to narrow down the options for things like choice, cost, etc. But if I'm not happy, if that isn't what I want, telling me that's all I have simply makes me buy more of what I don't want. And so there is this general lack of consumer enthusiasm and consumer and faith on the part of the consumer with the products that are offered them. And that is the malaise in which we find our present self as local creative communities. No longer do you walk into a store or boutique. In fact, you cannot find boutiques. No longer do you walk in simply because you love what they have. And they're now very conscious of what sells best and how can they deliver to the consumer at the least cost to them. So there's this lack of difference, lack of anything that would excite. And that has to move so that the consumer can become enthusiastic about finding what that unique find, that treasure that they will invest their money in. For me, we're introducing now, and we're starting with women who are at the core, the concept of style casting and creating canvases. And so I'm playing with the idea of how do we do that in a social commerce way. All over the last 10 years, we've flourished within the concept of projects or pre-startups. And so we have pretty solid ideas, pretty solid tested theories. Now we're at a point where we're putting those theories into products, services, merchandise, events. And ideology, it's weird. Ideology in itself doesn't sell, but ideology powers what sells. So that for a long while, being creative gave us a plus. But many of us never had. You know, people would be attracted to us. They'd come, I literally, at one point, would have customers just walk into the studio, sit and watch what I did. Today, with technology, I can allow them to do that and monetize that so that my creativity is now also content. And in that whole framework of content curation, collateral creativity, collective work, we find ourselves having to make the choice to move forward. And this year, 2015, has started with me sharing the knowledge about the technology with other artisans, not just in fashion. We've brought in music. I'm hoping to bring in writers, video personnel, so that it's a broader range. We've already experimented with video and dance, you know, and brought in those elements. And bringing in people who are doing creative, truly, whose whole product is based in an idea and ideology, and being able to lay out a canvas and a roadmap that they can take that idea, put it into a storyboard and develop it into content, or put it into canvas and develop it into products, services, merchandise, etc., is the direction I'm now heading in. And in March, particularly, I'm looking at women. The core group of what I, when I started this, was to help women be mothers and at the same time be entrepreneurs, so that I am very focused on cottage entrepreneurship. And the month of March, we're reaching out to women who have ideas and who want to see those ideas escalate into product.